Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with delirious joy because they've now joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that has all things concerning
knowledge.
I am, of course, the one, the only Mark Unger.
Look, we gotta have serious talk.
Took a little delay there. Joining me, as always, is the lovely and charming Diane Briarley.
Okay, just calm down.
And of course, the incomparable Ross Allen Skorzeski.
Well, pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Engineering the show as always, Timothy Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, trying to stay awake during the production of this program. Coming to you from the exact center of the galactic universe, Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is the show that handles all of your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. Let me show you how the show works. You get to send us an email. You get to remain totally and completely anonymous. Nobody knows. We do not know who you are. In return, we get to be brutally honest in our response to you. All right? So just keep that in mind. This show is not about building your self-esteem. If we think you're a dork, we will tell you you're a dork. This is also not marriage counseling, for heaven's sakes, people. You don't understand my whole situation. Of course we don't understand your whole situation. We take one goofy email, and then we go off on it. Whether we got it right or not, who knows? It's not the point. Now, hopefully, if we can be of help to you, maybe you need to go get some marriage counseling. That'd be great. But that's not what this show is about. Anyway, finally, we can move forward now that we've had the introduction.
Good. We can finally start the big meeting.
You got it all explained now there.
Oh, explain, man.
All the explaining is done.
Explain.
Okay, Ross has already given me grief about this little article.
Let's begin, shall we?
Yeah.
I'm sure he has.
Shall we?
We shall. We shall. Things
so
to
anyways,
say.
I was...
Stop that. I'm going to throw something at you. Stop. Apparently, this little article says that researchers have found that acts of affection like hugs and kisses were more important to men than women. And then apparently women just prefer sex, which I don't know who they surveyed or where they came up with this bunch of stuff.
But if you read it, that's not what it says.
No.
That's just the title. They come up with these titles that don't make any sense. What it does is men do prefer more cuddles and kisses, generally speaking, than women do. These, again, are generally speaking.
Generally
don't get mad if my husband doesn't do that. It's just a generality, so you don't got it. Boo-hoo. What it says is that sex for women over time gets better, which I thought was funny. It says sex gets better for women after a couple has been together for about 15 years.
Yes!
It takes 15 years for it to get better.
Hey,
oh my gosh.
To get the hang of it. I mean, what the heck? How's that? That sounds weird to me.
15 years it takes you that long to get this down?
Wow.
I think that they did talk
practice
about
makes
that.
Makes perfect, people. Practice.
That the kids were gone and the kids were grown up and you were past the small toddler mommy stage. That was the explanation that they put on that, that women tend to enjoy sex more after
the kids are gone.
Kids I can agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Why? You have a baby. What are you talking about?
That phase is very, very present in my home.
Got it.
That's another 15 years, Ross.
Yeah, don't worry.
So if you would have babies right away, you'd be over with it now. Now you're just starting. So now you got 15 more years away.
Yep.
No problem. So it'll be 93 before you have great sex. What are you going to do?
Yeah. That's so funny. No, but it's saying that for men's happiness with the relationship, that they're happier if there's more kissing and cuddling, where the women, apparently, that doesn't factor in so much to their marital happiness. Which is weird because you tend to hear the opposite.
Yeah, you hear women say, well, he doesn't hug me and cuddle and stuff enough. And I don't know, man. Who knows? All these studies and who knows what's right and wrong. A lot of stuff is just stereotypes.
Yeah, and it's just if you don't fit the norm. There was a gal in the chat the other day saying that she didn't care about all of that. All she wanted was her husband just to have sex with her. Just have sex with me.
Hallelujah.
You know, and she didn't care about the rest of the other stuff.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
How do I respond to this?
There are females that are like that.
That's a little creepy. What's creepy is when they're in your office telling you this.
Yeah.
You know, some drop dead gorgeous young thing comes in your office and says, I want my husband to have sex with me. He won't have sex with me. I'm going, okay, goodbye.
See you later.
This session needs to end now.
There's nothing I can do about it, lady.
Yeah.
You're really freaking me out, though.
Well, when they say they just want to have sex and it doesn't matter about the whole relationship part of it or the kissing and cuddling, then it's like, whoa, that's even scarier because what are they going to do? Just grab anybody?
Everybody's different.
Yep.
Everybody's different. That's the thing. You know, one of the great stereotypes, talking about stereotypes when it comes to marriage, is people say the number one problem in marriages is finances.
Right.
You almost hear that.
All the time.
All the time, yeah.
In all the years I've been doing that, that has never been the issue.
I know we've talked about
have
that.
Have we ever?
I don't know anybody.
I've had it, and I've told you
yeah,
I've had
you've
it.
Had, yeah, you've had it once.
I haven't, and nobody that I know that is divorced, and I know a lot of divorced people, none of them has ever said it was over financial issues.
And
none.
Have we ever gotten an email about that?
Not that someone's saying they're divorcing over finances, no.
It might be an issue, a side issue. But,
right.
But even in my case, it's almost never even a side issue.
Right.
So, but if you go to, if you listen to 1,000 people, 999 of them will tell you, well, the biggest problem in marriages is money.
It's money, and it's not.
And in point of fact, I don't know what they're talking about. When you're out in the real world, it's not that. So who knows what's real anymore?
I mean, I get you argue probably a lot about money in marriages, but is that what's causing the divorce?
Which leads to sexless marriages.
True.
You know,
they just argue. They like to argue, yeah. And right. Money's an easy thing to argue about.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, you're going to end your marriage because of money?
It's just money, people.
What kind of thinking is that? That's crazy.
It's just money.
All right. Well, there you have it. Men want cuddles.
I just want to cuddle.
Women more than women. Sex. Yeah, that's not really the right headline.
No, not at all.
But that's the headline. I saw it in numerous places, and that is the headline they put it out with. So, and by the way, it came out of the Kinsey Institute, so you know what that means.
Oh, those guys are so sick. They don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
What, you want twisted versions of sexual research, go to Kinsey.
Check out Kinsey.
Good grief. They're nuts. All right.
Okay, first email says, hi, I have been living with my boyfriend for the last year.
Boo, you start out with a swirly.
And we have been dating for the last year and a half, so 6 months they have been together, apparently. We have been intimate.
Please tell me she's an atheist.
I can't tell you that.
Please tell me she's a Wiccan witch or something.
Because I specifically asked,
please
are
tell me
you
she takes
Christians?
Goats and squirrels and sacrifices them to a pagan god or
she
something.
She says, yes, we are both Christians.
Christians, yes. And we're screwing each other's brains
no,
out.
No. At the beginning of the relationship, they had sex about 3 times, but after they moved in together, they stopped.
Oh, good grief. We had sex 3 times. Now we're living together and we don't have any sex.
Yes, she said nothing for the last year of living together. We both prayed and decided that it was not a sin if we just
prayed.
Lived together as long as we remained sexually pure, as our plan was to wait until we were married.
You were already screwing each other.
So they had sex, they moved in together,
then they
stopped.
There is no sexually pure.
When's the wedding? Are they even engaged?
Not saying. We have been able to maintain not crossing that line because of wanting to do what is right in God's eyes.
Horse manure.
Then move
out. Horse manure. I'm sure he's seeing her naked. I mean, she's probably feeling her, probably doing everything under the sun. In her head, she probably thinking, well, just because she doesn't put his wangadoodle in the what you call it.
That really isn't her question.
I don't know. It just irritates me.
I know it does.
What's her question? Do I even care? I don't even care anymore.
She says, since we essentially have been living together as a married couple, joint accounts, joint bills, all the stress, without the perks of marriage, I found it to be a big struggle on my part.
You
and
think?
I can see now that I am getting resentful. Both my boyfriend and I struggle with a lot of selfishness, self-centered issues, and are each in our own 12-step
program. Oh, do you think? Selfishness. Gee, let's have sex before we get married. Oh, does that sound selfish? Ooh, let's live together and not have sex. Does that sound selfish? Yeah. And now you're surprised because you're selfish? Good grief.
She says, the problem is we have found that this way of living is not healthy for either one of us because we are still looking at ourselves first. The stress has turned into weekly arguments, and within the last month, those arguments have become physical. I am so sad that we have ended up here. And I heard that once a relationship crosses the line of physical abuse, it cannot be fixed. This deeply saddens me. I love this man. He has moved out of our new home for the time being, and I don't know what to do from here. Do you have any evidence of relationships being repaired after something like this? Can you suggest any counseling books?
Can you suggest any counseling or books?
What?
Can you suggest any counseling or books?
He's been moved out since the end of June.
Lady. She's so dysfunctional. I love the fact people do life completely wrong, and they want to know, well, now what do I do?
Start doing life right.
I did life totally wrong, and I'm getting a bad result. Do you have a book I can read?
No, there's not a book that you can read.
Honestly,
dear. You might need to just start over with just worrying about yourself for a while.
Yeah, how about no sex, no dating, no nothing for a year? Get your heart right.
Right.
Get serious about your faith. Get your priorities right. Get your head screwed on right. Quit doing life wrong. Honestly.
Yeah, it's hard to unscramble that egg where they're at right now, frankly. Switch music. Why are you playing a bar?
I'm doing life wrong. Can I read a book and fix it?
No. Unfortunately, there are no books. There are no quick fixes.
She gets another swirl.
Once again, just like the other show, though, people just want to be told what to do. Just give me a book. What's the quickest way
it's
to do this?
You got a book. It's called the Bible.
Easy.
You're a Christian. Quit, you have quit. A book, honey.
Come on, lady. We're both Christians. Let's see. How can we be more screwed up? Right away, we start dating. We start screwing each other. That's a nice Christian thing to do.
But
you
then
barely
they stop.
Know the guy. Then you stop. Then you move in together and live in a very dysfunctional psycho arrangement. God only knows what's going on, though you claim you're not having sex, which who knows what that even means to you. Then you start beating the crap out of each other and getting abused. Oh, gee, I wonder what's going on. And now he moved out. Oh, I still love this guy. What can I do?
I don't understand this weird thinking of we'll live together and not have sex. We've had a handful of emails in the last month or so of people wanting to do this. I don't understand that.
I don't believe them. I think they're doing everything else but.
I guess maybe that's what's going on.
They're with each other. They make out. They feel each other up. They get each other off, you know, in every other way they can think of. But they technically aren't
having sex. There's no penetration.
No penetration. They sleep naked. I had a couple like that. We sleep naked together all
what?
The time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no way.
Right, but we, don't, but okay. We have no penetration.
If you can sleep do naked that. All night next to somebody that you supposedly love and there's not a problem with that, that's a problem!
You think?
Well, what's the matter?
Do you think?
That just leaves me without words.
Dysfunctional. It's dysfunctional.
Who sleeps next to somebody?
We put the fun in dysfunctional.
Honestly, I can't believe that.
So then she gets everything messes up and she, well, how do I fix it? You got a book?
No, yeah, the Bible. You need to just... get everything right with God. Get it right in your own head, in your own heart. For a year, that's a good...
Honestly, lady.
She's not going to do it, though.
She needs to.
Because she loves
no man.
So
you
much.
Break it off with this guy. No man, no nothing. Get your heart right. The only man you need in your life right now is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And get your head screwed on right. Already, because of what you've done, you've immediately thrown yourself in the area of those who will have over a 50% chance of divorce.
Yep.
Just because of what you've done. That means the next guy that you find that you actually really do love, your chance
it's gonna be
of
hard.
Staying married is probably less than 50% now. Just
that's
because of what
problem.
You've done.
That's the problem. Even if she gets everything going right now, it's not like
she's
she
already
has
damaged
a clear
herself. Isn't that great?
Slate.
Isn't that great to depress you? Listen to the Mark Gunger Show. Now I'm really depressed. That's why you don't do these things, people.
And people get mad when we say that because, well, God heals and he can do it. Yes, yes, yes. But you got to understand when you pick up baggage,
but God
it's
heals.
Hard.
Stop and think of this. I'm telling you, because we believe in God healing and restoring, we live casually.
And then expect him to just fix it all.
Yeah, but
and
the Bible says God will not be mocked.
That's right.
You will reap what you sow. Well, the Bible says God will not be mocked.
Mm-hmm.
You will reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and talk about, that would be like a parent would let their kids play in the highway So what if they get run over? Well, we take them to the doctor. They got great medicine now.
They can fix it.
You would take someone out like that. You'd throw them in jail. You'd have those kids taken away from them. Mm-hmm. I said, but the doctors can fix it? I know lots of people who had the bones broken and they fixed it. I had a broken bone once. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You would take that person to court and get those kids away from them.
You would.
That's a lot of Christian community.
But I'm telling it doesn't matter how you
because Jesus will fix it. God will fix it. Really? And is that what we're saying to people? Go ahead and live any way you want. It doesn't really matter. You won't have any negative results as a result of that. Really?
There are negative results. I can speak from my experience. Has God done an amazing work in my life? Yes. But are there still ramifications and results I live with because of what I used to do? Absolutely. That's like saying, okay, God says, I have plan A. Do this and life will go well with you. But if you do plan B, C, D and you screw it up, that's okay. I'll just magic genie. It's like saying that my plan A is no better than your plan Z.
Exactly.
And that's stupid. That's just stupid thinking to me.
It is.
Because God does have a plan A, and that is the best, and it's not going to be the same. I don't care what you say he can heal. He can, but it's still, that would just be God being dumb.
It still becomes plan B.
Yes.
And it becomes plan C. Yes. And it becomes plan D. It becomes plan E.
People don't understand.
Now, a lot of people get, well, I'm depressed. No, don't be depressed.
It is what
it
is.
A lot of people have made mistakes. A lot of people have done, and thank God for his forgiveness and restoration and stuff like that. But the reality, I mean, look at the results, people. There's a reason why in Christian community we have such a high divorce rate. It's because of women like this who think like this.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, she was banging around.
And they both say they're Christians. I always ask that when things like this come up in the emails. Are you a Christian? Oh, yeah.
Great Christians. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do you want to do a break?
Let's do a break after totally depressing this lady. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Find yourself missing episodes of The Mark Gunger Show? No need to worry. Go to iTunes.com and download all of our podcasts, which are made available free to you, our loyal listener. Join Mark and co-hosts as they continue to discuss any and all issues concerning life, love, and marriage.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back? Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now, lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just $20 in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone can save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men's brains are very unique. Men's brains are made up of little boxes. And we have a box for everything. We've got a box for the car. We've got a box for the money. We've got a box for the job. We've got a box for you. We've got a box for the kids. We've got a box for your mother somewhere in the basement. We got.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Sing it, baby.
She's my pride and joy.
She's my little baby, but I'm a little lover boy.
That's your song,
Ross. Ross Allen, Scott Jesse, groove it on the Mark Gunger Show.
Like the finest wine.
Wrong verse.
Sweet little thing.
She's my pride and joy.
Pride and joy, yeah, 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 yeah.
She's my sweet little baby.
I'm a little lover boy.
I'm your little Mark Gunger Show, talking about all things concerning love, marriage, and relationships. Send us your emails concerning the aforementioned at markgunger.com.
Okay, this email says, my husband and I love listening to the show. We enjoy the insight and just shaking our heads at some of the questions and answers. Here is my dilemma. Well, it's not really mine. My 18-year-old sister-in-law has recently gotten engaged to her 18-year-old boyfriend, I think partly from prodding by her big brother. We were very excited for them. They are terrific together. The young couple has been dating for a little over a year and wanted to get married this coming September. However, both sets of parents sat them down and talked them into waiting all the way until next June. Mm-hmm. They must be crazy. My husband and I are baffled and quite frankly annoyed. What parents in their right mind would make their kids wait? I think a lot of it has to do with money for the wedding itself and for the couple to be, quote, financially stable. My husband and I got married at 19 and 20. That was 3 years ago. We were much happier being broke and able to have guilt-free sex than waiting until we had a fat bank account. Anyway,
I like this girl.
My biggest question is, how can we help? What can we do to move things along? I think I'll probably play this broadcast. I know I won't be able to communicate the point as well as you.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to relive the whole thing. We've talked about it so much. But do we have a link to that website, to that article in Christianity Today for Young Marriage?
Yeah, it is on the radio show website. Yep.
Where would they find it?
On the articles on the radio show side.
Okay.
And it says and there what? Should be Young Marriage as one of the headings.
Young Marriage. Go check that out. It's a great article. It's not just written by a psycho like me. This guy actually has a PhD and is intelligent from Texas who makes and it's a mainstream publication, Christianity Today. We're not talking wacko, extreme, you know, fringe stuff here. And they lay out a brilliant argument on why it's better to get married young. I will say this, that it's not like they're forbidding them to get married. They're just saying wait till next June.
Yeah, instead of September. Yeah. So they'd wait about another 9 months.
I don't know, dear, that's really the end of the world here, you know? I mean, yeah, it'll be a little more frustrating to them.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would play to them is this. Look it, they need to learn to say no to their sex drive.
Excellent point.
Okay? If they don't learn to say no now, when are they going to do it? There's a reason why people like Tiger Woods and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Anthony, look at my wiener, do the things that they do is because they've always done them. They never learned to say no, okay? Now, for them to wait another year, it might be frustrating, but they will not die. In all honesty, I mean, I'd still show the article because I think it would be a good article, but it's not like they're saying, no, you can't get married, you got to wait till you're 22.
No, it's like about another 9 months.
Or out of college. You're talking just another 9 months. So, I don't know, dear. I don't think the parents are being that unreasonable at this point. And you say, well, they'll be really tempted. Yeah.
They need to mind themselves.
Yeah, but have this conversation with them. Say, listen, you guys, you've got to learn to say no. Because if you don't learn to say no when you want to and you can, when are you going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen when some cute guy comes up to you 10 years after your marriage and really pays attention to you and wants to fool around? All of a sudden, you're going to be fooling around. Why? Because you never learned to say no when you were 18. You see, the question, I mean, at some point you have to do this.
And not only learn to say no and keep your hands off each other, learn to say no about the situations you allow yourself in. Because when you are married, there will be those situations too that you need to steer clear of spending too much time alone with the boss from work or with the girl that is at the health club or whatever it is. You still not just know to the physical part, but know to the situations you allow yourself to be in.
This is the time where you set the standard for the rest of your life. That means the time that some girl comes starts flirting with your husband when you're 8 months pregnant with your third kid and somebody's got the flu and the house is a mess and some really gorgeous babe at work starts flirting with your husband, wants his attention, he'll be able to say no to that. Why? Because he learned to say to it with you when he was 18. The people who fall into these behaviors that ruin their marriages, that have affairs, that get into porn, everything, these are people who never learned to say no. So I get it that they're 18 and they want to have sex. Hey, I got married at 18, but I wanted to get married when I was 17.
Because you'd been dating since you were 14.
So, you know, we had a good year, half, whatever, nothing. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. I must admit. But there was no hanky-panky.
But you also learned to say no when you've been able to do it.
So that when I've had the opportunity to do it, I was able to say no. You know, and I have friends my age, same experience and stuff like that. They were given less opportunity than I, and they said yes. But when you talk to them, they always said yes.
Yeah, they never learned no.
They said yes when they were 16. Sure. They said yes when they were 17. They said yes when they were 18, 19. They finally got married, and now 18 years later, they get the opportunity, and then they commit adultery.
Still say yes.
I can attest to that.
Because they've never learned to say no. So this is a great opportunity. So play this for them. I think it's great they're getting married young. Yes, 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 yes. Look at these articles. This will encourage them. Show it to their families. Yes, 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 yes. I know they want to get married. It's September. I have no problem with that. But if their parents say, no, just wait another 9 months, I don't think that's unreasonable. That sounds totally reasonable to them. Just tell them, keep it clean. This is a great time for you to set the standard of how you will treat this issue for the rest of your life. You go for the next 9, 10 months, whatever year, and still loving each other and spending time with each other and not crossing lines sexually, you will be the kind of people that will never fall into these traps because you learn to say no.
Preach it, preach it, preach it.
There you go.
Okay. The next email says, my husband and kids are tearing me apart.
Oh, Lord.
All righty then.
I have 4 children, 20, 19, 13, and 9. I recently got remarried and now have 2 stepchildren, 14
right
and
there.
9.
There's your married. Problem.
Yep. Yes.
Right there.
She says, my husband and children are constantly picking at one another and all of them are complaining to me about each other. I love my husband and my children very much, but spend most of my day crying yesterday instead of enjoying the day with my husband because I am deeply saddened by this constant conflict. Mm-hmm. I do not understand why everyone in my family has to have conflict and I seem to be at the center of all of it. I'm exhausted and now I'm facing health issues. I just feel like telling all of them to stop being selfish and I'm ready to give up on all of them. I truly do not understand why.
How long has she been married?
6 months.
6 months and she's already ready to walk away from it.
Yes.
All of you people who want to do the blended family thing, are you listening? Go to almost anybody who's done the blended family thing. And I'm not talking about, gee, he has got kids that is 25 and 20. I'm talking about...
I mean, these are a 9-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 14-year-old.
Blending teenagers and that whole age. Ask them how's it going. In 30 seconds, you'll hear the word hell.
Yep.
All right? Don't do these things. Come on. You people got to be smarter than this. And now, you lady, you already did this. Your answer is everybody mind their own business. You don't try and discipline his kids. He doesn't discipline your kids. As far as the kids not getting along with each other, just relax. That's life for you. You picked this.
Signed up for this.
You signed up for this. You didn't have any sense, but now you're into it. Now, don't be even stupider by walking away again from a second or third or however many marriages she's in now. Now you put on your big girl panties, you made your decision, you live with it. Laying around in bed all depressed all day long, shame on you. Get off your butt, get out there, get outside, enjoy the fresh air. So your kids are yelling at each other. So what? That's your life. It's the yelling family. Good heavens.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete 3 Kids Flag Pages. designed for children ages 4 to 11. The Kids Flag page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by.
It's the Mark Gunger Show where we'll stand by
so
you.
Darling,
actually, we'll yell at you.
We'll yell at you. Send an email.
And we'll yell, we'll yell at you, yell at you.
All right. What you got next?
Hey, I wanted to say to that lady about the stepfamily question, get Ron Deal's book, The Smart Stepfamily. It's on our website or Amazon or whatever.
It
is a good book to help people. It won't solve all your problems, but it can help you unscramble.
What you have to understand
wires.
Is when you do this, you're going to have problems.
Mm-hmm.
For her to get depressed because now she has problems when she stepped into a thing that would automatically create problems, that's absurd.
It's the Brady Bunch syndrome. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. People think that you can just jump into this and that there's not – you are taking on a rat's nest and that's all there is to it. There is no other way to say it. It's very difficult. And to be upset or surprised that difficult happens because you made this choice.
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
La la la.
All of them had hair of gold.
Like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's so beautiful.
It's a story.
It's a great story.
Of a man named Brady.
Oh, Pastor, the God's bringing us together.
Who was busy with three boys of his own.
They need a mama. They need a daddy.
Living all together.
It's God's will.
They were all alone.
It's going to be great.
Now we're married. And now we hate each other. And our kids all want to kill each other.
Now
I'm going all depressed, can't get out of bed.
That's
why they call this a crazy show.
The Crazy Bunch.
Yeah, that's it.
The Crazy Bunch. That's the way we became the Crazy Bunch.
That's what they should have named that show.
Crazy Bunch.
When they put it out in the 60s.
No, they were happy. The Brady Bunch was
happy.
Brady Bunch, but they don't understand that was TV.
It is TV.
When you get a bunch of young kids and squeeze them together in a situation, in a marriage like that, you're asking for trouble. Now you have trouble. Don't freak out because you have trouble. And you want some help? Get Ron Deal's book.
Mm-hmm. It will help
you. It will help. Okay, but you have to understand there's rules that you're going to have to follow that you think you shouldn't have to follow. You're going to have to follow them. Because it's not an ideal situation that you're in.
It's like saying, I cut my arm off, but I don't like that I can't drive a car the same way anymore. Well, you cut your arm off.
That's exactly what you did.
Sorry, bad analogy, but anyway.
And, you know, I'm less concerned about this lady, sadly, than I am all the other ones listening to me who are thinking about going down this road.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't listen.
They won't.
They won't listen. Because they're convinced it's different for them.
It's going to be different for me.
It's going to be great, and it's God's will, and God wants us to, you know, God, because God, and then you get married, and you're thinking, oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right.
Okay, this is from a woman, and I'm going to try really hard to keep my tone out of it as I read it, but I don't know if I'll be able to. I can't promise anything.
Uh-oh.
Okay, she says.
A bias already.
I'm terrible about that when I interject my own tone, I know. I never thought I'd be in a sexless marriage.
Okay.
Husband says I don't respect him or give him the recognition he needs. So, does that mean I don't get any? Ever since I was 16, up to the point that I was married, I could get it anywhere, anytime, even order it online if I was so inclined and desperate. And believe me, I'm desperate. I don't care about the emotional
love. Now, did she do this as a young girl?
Had sex? Yeah.
Must have, yeah.
Oh, that's her deal then, see. Yeah.
I don't
talk about never saying no.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that first young people are still listening. This is what I'm talking about. You never learn to say no. And then when you're given the pressure pops on, you go back and you mm-hmm. cross lines you shouldn't cross.
And she just might end up doing that, I guess.
All right.
She says, I don't care about the emotional, loving part of sex. I just want to get laid. He's just a warm body for me. And since we're married.
Very romantic.
Since we're married, he's the only choice, which sucks. Marriage is the biggest joke of all. He's an idiot.
It sucks. Isn't that great? Isn't that lovely?
Yes.
And marriage is the biggest joke of all.
Yeah, marriage is
wow.
He's an idiot. He can't hang curtains right. He never follows up. I always have to remind him of things. Ouch. I always have to do research for him. He is such a loser, such a bum. I didn't sign up for marriage to be someone's freaking personal assistant. The fact that he just sits all weekend and watches TV, leaving me to do the lion's share around the house, ticks me off. His health. I have never known someone to have this many health issues. He breaks bones falling off of his bike. He has to have surgery for cysts on his back. He gets mauled by a dog and needs stitches. Now his back. Oh, Lord. Every single thing is hard for him. He's so weak and defeated a lot. It's hard for me to see him as a strong man. I need a strong man. I need someone to rescue me. I need someone helping me for a change. I need someone reminding me of things for a change. This is getting so old. I found myself contemplating packing my bags a couple of times and just checking out. But my 16-month-old son would suffer the most, and I can't have that. I've been a child of divorce, and I'll not be a statistic. So here I am, stuck. How do I find my husband attractive again? How do I fall in love with him again?
Well, I don't know. How about you don't be a witch? Although there's a different consonant.
You erased the first part of that email.
He does this. He's a loser. He's an idiot. He gets hurt. Who cares? What's the matter? But boy, aren't you a sweet thing to be around.
How do
God I didn't marry this woman.
Amen.
How do I give him the respect he needs but doesn't deserve?
How about you not be a cold witch?
Because she says he doesn't deserve.
She's a cold, hot snake.
Yes.
You really want to finish this email without any more interjections,
don't you? She says, yes, I've talked to him. He always just turns it around on me, that these are my issues. These things are coming up because I'm not happy. I'm incapable of being happy. I was victimized as a child and need to deal with it.
Keep in mind. Wait a minute. Your email sounds incredibly dysfunctional to us.
Yes, it does.
Now, keep in mind that when people write these things, they put it in the most positive light they can.
Quite often.
So
it's
probably
worse.
She's making it as positive as she can, so it's got to be about 10 times worse than she said.
But it wasn't really that positive.
On her end, I'm talking about. Because people always say it. I mean, right now, it sounds like you are a witch. Honestly, lady, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Us and the thousands of people listening to the show right now are like mortified listening to the way you talk about your own husband. And the sad thing is you're writing this, which means you're probably putting yourself in the best possible light, which means you're probably 10 times worse than what you're even admitting right now.
Which is frightening.
All right, keep going.
Said,
as the witch music keeps playing.
Yes. Once I put him in charge of setting up the appointments to see a counselor and the follow-up, I'm sick of doing all the work in this relationship. We've made a second appointment and had to cancel it. Has he rescheduled it? No. Will he? Probably not. If this relationship isn't important enough to him, well, then why should it be important to me? Why do I get stuck with the only husband in the world that is not interested in sex overall? He says it just doesn't occur to him and it is not something that is on his mind. He said the doctor checked his testosterone levels and they are fine. I need to move into the guest room. He can have that room and bed to himself. What's the point of sleeping together anyways? Desperately need your help to get some.
Lady,
wow.
If I were married to you, you wouldn't be getting any
either. Sex either, right?
Honestly. Who wants to have sex with her? I don't care what she looks like.
Worst emails I've heard.
She could be Angelina Jolie.
Yep.
Stupid husband doesn't do this right, doesn't do that right, gets hurt all the time. Gets bit by a dog. What a moron.
Who gets bit by a dog?
What kind of moron gets bit by a dog? He's a loser. He doesn't know how to do this right, doesn't do it. I don't know why he don't want to have sex with me.
Yeesh.
Golly, lady.
Do you want to hear the vital statistics? She's 33.
Uh-huh.
He's 38. They've been married for 7 years. They dated for 2 years. She said this started about 3 or 4 years ago. This hasn't always been the case. That I asked, did they have sex before they were married? She said, yes. We were engaged in premarital sex, and it was great. I asked.
I'm sure it was.
There's your problem there again. Everybody listening to this, this is what happens when you do life wrong. Oh, premarital sex is great. It's great. And all of a sudden, the dysfunction carries over, and it robs you of great sex. So here's the lady screwing up for you. Oh, it's great screwing around. Oh, we probably really love Jesus. Probably worship. We probably screwed to worship music. Hallelujah.
First marriage for both of them.
Probably went to church and then screwed in the back. Bro, while the preacher's preaching.
I asked, are you both Christians? She said, yes. We go to church together and everything.
Yeah.
She said, I gave him
screwing around Christians.
Gave him an ultimatum. If things don't change in 3 months, I'm out the door. Sex is important to me.
She's already out the door.
Maybe it's too important. I don't care. I don't need to live like this. He agreed to my terms, so...
What does that mean?
For better or for worse.
In 3 months, if it's not better, that she can leave. Apparently, he agreed to that. He started physical therapy for his back and some silly medicine.
So how does this witch music all of a sudden get real sweet here? I don't understand this.
Because they don't play the whole thing in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, but why would you have a witch song and also have Pretty Little Flower music?
Maybe, deceive you. It's to lull you into this real,
I've never understood about this witch song.
Deep dark moment.
Now you got some witch music.
Of course, it's an oboe.
I'm just kidding. All oboe people are witches. Is that what you're trying to say? All oboe people are witches?
Bassoons.
So No, that sounds more witchy.
Well, was it written specifically for the witch scene, or did they just happen to pull that part?
It's written for this lady.
Part?
I'm sure. There it is. That's the Wizard of Oz, witch song.
I know,
oh, that's
did
witch
they
music.
Write it?
That was never flowery music. I don't understand.
I've never heard an email where a woman literally goes off like this on her husband in this many descriptive ways. That was
no,
pretty
this is
just.
A first.
She filleted
She's
him.
Full of bitterness.
Yeah, fillet is
filleted
a good word.
Him.
But who knows which came first? They're both very, very dysfunctional.
Agreed. But she wants to get laid, so you know, how can you help her?
I don't know, dear. Maybe if you weren't screwing him before you got married, maybe you would have thought more clearly and found a better husband. Mm-hmm. This isn't his fault. This is your fault.
And just so you know, you are not the only one stuck with a husband who is not interested in sex in the whole world.
Oh, but I wouldn't even go as far to say that he's not interested in sex. Look
not
at
with her.
Her.
Maybe not just
this
with her.
I don't think this probably has anything to do with his sex drive or his lack of desire for sex.
There's nothing wrong with him. It's just you emasculate him. You make him feel like crap.
But I wonder if she said all of this to him.
Oh, I'm sure she has.
Who
maybe
knows?
Not
Look,
like this.
We can't help you, ma'am. I'm sure that's become clear so far. Already calling you a witch. Obviously, you know, you need some
that's
serious
just
help,
mean.
Lady.
That's
very mean.
You need some sin. You need to take your faith seriously. You don't take your faith seriously. Oh, I'm going to get a divorce in 3 months. Really? What part of that verse do you find in the Bible?
Yeah.
I'm going to divorce him. He's done. Yeah, what part of the verse? I'm going to screw him before we get married. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where do you find that in the Bible? You're a lady who claims to be a Christian. You have no idea what a Christian is. I don't know your heart. I don't know where you're at, but by your description, man, you're headed straight to hell. Living like this. Acting like, what is it with Christians? I love it. I can be a Christian, and I can do anything I want and sin any way I want, and I'm still going to go to heaven. Really? See, a lot of people believe that.
Oh, I know.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it
either. I think all kinds of people claim to be Christian going straight to hell because of the way they live.
This was mean. I mean, there's no nice way to say it. It was just freaking mean.
Yeah, she's very bitter, very ugly. Look, we can't help you, dear. We don't know the whole situation. We don't know anything. All we know is you're full of bitterness towards this guy. Maybe he made her this bitter.
Maybe it's his fault
that she's all, but all I know is she's bitter.
Yeah.
If he never wanted to have sex, you know, but apparently they did.
Yeah, but you know what? If you wouldn't have been screwing.
In the first place.
Yeah.
See, we had great premarital sex. Great premarital sex.
Yeah.
This is very common. A lot of people have great premarital sex, and then when they get married, their sex life just dies.
Yep.
Because they've got to do it in a lust context. Yeah. And once you get married, the lust is gone. Mm-hmm. That's why you don't have sex before you get married. People, are you listening to me?
I hope so.
I hope that young couple that's engaged listens to me.
I hope so.
You're draped all over each other, screwing around and stuff like that before you get married. Shame on you. Then you're going to get married and all of a sudden he's not going to be wanting sex.
Like
and you're going to end up like this.
Mm-hmm.
Is what you want?
No.
That's why you learn to say no. People are just so incomprehensibly dorky. They have no common sense. There's no common sense. They keep doing the same wrong things over and over. I don't know, Pat. You know how many emails we've got? Man, before we got married, our sex life was great.
Yeah.
Before we got married. Christians.
Before we got married. A total reasonable thing to say.
But the way she said it, I could get it anywhere. I could even pay for it online. I could do this. I had no problems getting it.
I hope she wasn't the same girl.
Well, she's probably slutty in the first place. She's already screwing the guy before she gets married. And from the time she was 18, she was having sex with guys online and everything else she could find.
Yeah.
So she got all this baggage. That's what I'm saying. You've never taken your Christian faith seriously. No, I'm going to divorce him. There again, you don't take your Christian faith seriously. I hate him. Mm-hmm. He's a jerk. You don't take your Christian faith seriously. You're kidding yourself. You think you're not headed to hell just because you believe? I'm telling you, people.
But
I know this isn't a theological show, and lots of people disagree with me, but I just think people are going to be in for a shocker on Judgment Day.
But I have a 16-month-old boy.
I believe in Jesus. I live like hell, but I believe in Jesus. Doesn't matter how I live. Really? That's what you think?
I don't know how you can talk like that and still think that you're in right standing with God. Treat your husband like that,
themselves.
Talk like that. I don't understand that.
We had great sex when we were screwing before we got married. Well, isn't that great?
And
praise
they have a 16-month-old son.
Praise the Lord. They were having great sex when they were fornicating.
Fornication is usually pretty great.
Yeah.
Actually.
But look what happens after you get married.
Mm-hmm.
It drops like a rock. Honestly.
This poor child of theirs.
Mm-hmm. All right. We can't help you, lady. Can't help you.
Move on. We can
insult you, but we can't help you.
Which you have.
We can call you a witch. We can tell you you're going to hell. We can tell you all kinds of stuff because you're really making us irritated by the way you're living your life. So it just ticks us off. Again, this show is not about building your self-esteem, and obviously we've killed whatever little you had. But you are one troubled woman who needs some help. We cannot help you.
Okay, here's a porn question. My issue is the same tired old issue of many wives. My husband watches porn, lusts after other women, and says that what he is doing, there's nothing wrong with it. I am told that it is my problem that I am so upset and hurt by this, and I have told him many times my feelings, but of course it doesn't matter. I threaten to leave, but I never do.
I don't want to hear it. I don't hear it anymore.
Of course you don't.
That's her. That's her right there. I told him how it makes me feel. I told him, please don't do that when you, because it really hurts me when you do that. And I don't, okay. Okay, I guess you do it, but it really hurts me when you do reasoning with her husband. Like the other lady from the email that said her husband goes to strip clubs.
Strip clubs, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I've talked to him and told him it makes me feel. How can so many women be so goofy in the head?
I don't know.
I talked to him and tell me how it makes me feel. Really, sweetheart? How's that working for you?
Apparently they've been married for 18 years, yeah. So he still hasn't heard she's saying.
How's your talking working? Because that's all he hears when you talk. If I'm looking at porn and masturbating, my wife will kick me out of the house. Mm-hmm. If your husband's looking at porn and masturbating, my guess is you would kick him out of the house.
Oh, indeed.
My guess, if Ross was doing it, my wife would just cut off your wangadoodle. Your wife would cut off your wangadoodle and hang it up for a reminder of your...
Well, she'd probably put it in the entrance way at the church.
Speaking of, did you see that email that I sent you about the woman who cut off her husband's
member
wiener and then threw it in the garbage disposal?
Yes.
That's brutal. That's mean.
California.
Bad enough to cut it off.
Yeah, but
when
you
throw
it
in the garbage disposal, you can't fix it.
At least the Bobbitt guy, they reattached his, right? All those years ago when she cut it off. This one, there was no reattachment on this one. It was in the chute. Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it.
My husband looks at porn and I tell him it really hurts my feelings. And I don't like it when he yanks on his wiener and lusts after other women. I guess it kind of bothers me. It kind of bothers me when he's, you know, looking at other women and masturbating. I don't know why, but I told him it really bothers me. La, 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 la.
Wow. I know you don't want to hear anymore.
How about you kick him out of the house?
Well, right now he's gone because the biggest problem they're facing right now is because he's deployed in Afghanistan. So he's not even in the house.
But she's still not dealing with it. Look, what's going to happen is you're going to snap inside someday and you're going to end up in a divorce anyway because you won't care anymore.
You can say you've got issues. You can say you're a victim. It's all your parents' fault. I mean, after all, you didn't pick them. Somebody else has got time to listen. My give a damn's busted.
That's what'll happen. You just won't care anymore because you've been putting up with it so long.
Well, your therapist says,
I tell him, when you masturbate, it really hurts me. How would you wouldn't do that because it really hurts my feelings.
So, who's your enabler these days?
Yes.
My give a damn's busted. That's what happens, girls. You do it and you put up with it till you snap.
I really want to care.
I want to care. I told him how I felt.
I dig a little deeper.
Now what do you got?
No, still nothing.
Nothing. That's what you wind up with. Nothing. You got this, dear, because you put up with it. It's just that simple. I know he's a self-centered, narcissistic pig of a man, but your problem isn't your husband. You need to go look in the mirror. Your problem is you. You are a woman who lets him do this, and you tolerate it. All you girls who have husbands do that, they do it because they can. Straight up. Ladies, I don't know what else to tell you. They do it because they can. I promise you, if your husband was married to my wife, he wouldn't be doing it.
No.
If your husband was married to this chickie over here, he wouldn't be doing it. All you girls, you have husbands that masturbate, looking at porn, married to Diane, they wouldn't be doing it. Why? She wouldn't tolerate it.
No.
She wouldn't tolerate it. You girls tolerate it. And that's just straight up. And you girls are scared to death to confront your husbands. I'll never forget being in that women's conference and I'm talking to these women and they're all cheering and following me. And I says, and then you all put up with porn from your husband. And he got so quiet.
It was deathly quiet.
Because, oh yeah, they're going to cheer for righteous. Oh yeah, we're going to do the right thing. Oh, confront my husband about porn. Oh no, I can't do that. You have what you have because you allow it. Straight up.
She did say that right now, she's wanting to confront it and she can't keep her mouth shut. Again, talking about it isn't the solution. But what she's doing is she's sending, she said, we've had many angry email conversations about porn while he's deployed.
Stop it.
And he's told her he doesn't need that while he's there.
He's right. You don't need to be doing that.
Do not try to fix this. You can't deal with this when
he's there. You got no business bringing this up now. You stop.
Don't do this to him.
Leave him alone. He's out there risking his life for love of country. And you're giving him crap at this point. Stop it. Leave him alone. You can deal with this when he gets home. When he gets home, you just may have a very simple conversation with him. Georgie, you can't do this anymore. You hear me, George? Not going to do it anymore. You make a decision, me or porn. It's that simple. And he goes, well, I'm going to keep it. Then kick him out. That's all. Very simple. At some point, ladies, even a dog can be trained. But you talking a guy to death will not accomplish a thing.
Anyhow, I don't like getting all these porn questions. We get so many of them. And I.
Oh, I know, but these women, they...
It's question after question about porn, and it's the same thing. They put up with it.
Yeah. They put up with it.
There's like one answer to all of these. I want to email them all back and say, listen to this other day because it's the same. Yeah. All of you who are having this as your issue, it's the same answer on this day. It's the same answer. Whether you have the
well, you just heard today, you'll
details,
hear again tomorrow, you'll hear again next week. But see, we got so many new listeners. That's why we get so many of these.
Yeah, because it's the same answer.
And because everybody
every
thinks
time.
Their situation is different. Right. It's not different. You girls, listen
it's
to
the same thing.
They do it because you let them. That is the only answer. They do it because you let them. I promise you, your pig of a husband married to my wife, he wouldn't be doing it.
He wouldn't be a pig.
She wouldn't tolerate it.
That's right.
And there's two words.
Or he'd divorce my wife and move on.
That's right.
But they don't want
to
divorce.
Somebody that he wants to do it with.
They do it because they married you. Right. See, they don't want to take any responsibility. It's always just him. It's just him. No, it's you.
There's always one of two words or both in all of these ladies' emails. They use the word, I'm afraid, and they say that they're scared. Without fail, those words are always mentioned when they talk about this.
It means they're weak-willed women.
Afraid.
Hey, look at this, look at this, look at this.
Oh my gosh, this lady's going psycho in the courthouse on the Fox News.
Ran right up to the judge, guys.
Because we're taping this show so by the time you hear this isn't happening anymore.
Yeah.
Some lady is going crazy jumping at the judge. See, that would be me. See, it's a good thing that these people aren't standing in front of me when I say this.
Because they would be jumping over.
No, they'd be jumping over trying to kill me.
Oh, trying to kill you.
Or I'd be jumping over trying to kill them.
That's what I was thinking.
Smack the stupid out of them.
No, but I'd be saying, you're guilty, you're wrong. And they'd be jumping over, how can you say that? My husband looks important. What I do, Pastor? He does it because you let him. What? They'd be coming after me.
Yeah.
Listen, all you girls, your husband looks at porn because you let them. You let them. Straight up. The women their husbands don't look at porn, don't let them. It's just that straight up. I know you want, it's his fault and he's evil and let's pray for you because you have such an evil husband. And if you just call in today and get Mark Gunger's magic pixie dust and sprinkle it over his bed at night, he'll stop masturbating. It's the ultimate anti-masturbating drug. If you just get Mark Gunger's pixie dust, it'll sprinkle and it'll stop him yanking on his wiener. That's what they want to hear.
That's what they want.
Sure they do.
No, there is no magic anti-masturbating dust. They do it because you let them. And until you get that revelation in your head, it's not going to change. You can cry. And here's the thing. I can't confront him. And then they eventually snap. Mm-hmm. They're giving damn breaks and they divorce him anyway. Yeah. But if they would confront him early. This is like, 17 years?
18.
18 years you've been putting up with this.
I'm assuming it's been
now,
most of the time.
Now, his give a damn's almost busted. Your give a damn's almost busted. You end up in divorce anyway.
I don't want to mock her anymore. But
no, I'm not trying to mock her. I'm just saying, forget her. You know, it's like they're into it so long at this point. It's like 17, 18 years. You've been doing this for 18 years. And now you want me to fix it. Girls, listen to me. The minute you have a husband that you find out is doing it, you lay down the law and don't you ever do it. You do it again, I'll kick you out of the house. Don't come. And then you kick him out. And when he comes back crying, I'll never do it again. And then as soon as he does it again, you kick him out again. And then I'll never do it again. And then, how many times do I do it? 100 times if you have to. Mm-hmm. But at
some point.
They also
get offended by that, though. I shouldn't have to do it more than once.
Oh, I know. That's the women. You know, I shouldn't. Yeah, this is women. You know, they talk such a good talk. But some of them, they're just so full of it. They're just full of talk. Well, I don't want it. I know you don't want to do it. You married the idiot. Don't yell at me. You married some wackadoodle yanking on his wiener staring at porn. You married him, not me. Don't yell at me. You kick him out 100 times if you had to, until he gets, even at some point, a dog can be trained. You mean I got to train him? Yep, you do. At some point, he'll get it. Gee, if I look at porn, I get kicked out of the house.
Or he'll just divorce you and because
But you're going to divorce him anyway at some point. All you got to do is delay the inevitable. Wait till you give a damn breaks, or he'll, or you'll eventually call in the Mark Gunger Show. Now you'll get tough, and after 18 years, he'll divorce you. Why? Because you waited so long, his dick give a damn broke. Honestly, people.
See, one of the things
how
she said
they
that
not
shows-
get this? How can they? It's like a kid. My kid takes black magic markers and writes all over the walls. What can I do? I tell him it really hurts my feelings when he does that. Really? You let a kid do anything he wants, he'll be a hellion.
That's right.
That's right.
And you know whose fault it is?
Mama.
Mm-hmm. Mama's fault.
Because there are no consequences.
Well, it's
when
not
he
me.
Scribbles.
I didn't write on the cut. It's him. It's just not like that with your husbands. I know you girls say, oh, you say it's my fault. Sweetheart, at some point, it is your fault. You got some man disrespecting you like that, and you don't have a come to Jesus.
But see,
moment?
They want to put it all on the guy that he's a very bad man, which this is a very bad
he
thing.
He is. He's a pig.
But you're allowing it. One of the things that she said, I asked him about being Christians, and he wants nothing to do with religion, but she used to go to church.
This has nothing to do with religion.
No, but listen. She used to go to church, but when she was at church, he would use that time to masturbate and look at porn, so therefore she quit going to church. That's how backwards the thinking is.
How does she know he's looking at porn and masturbating?
It was on the history, or I'm not sure.
The minute
but she
you
was
find
using
it, you kick him out. Yeah. It's
I mean,
just
so the answer
simple,
isn't
ladies.
That you quit going to church
you kick
in order
him
to keep
out.
Him from doing it. That,
she
it's
makes
just
the
backwards.
Wrong choices, backwards. Makes the wrong decisions. They do it because you let them. 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 Is anybody getting an idea for what
women
I'm
don't
to say
like
here.
To
I
hear
didn't
that.
Get that.
They hate that. They hate that when you say that.
I don't care. Listen to a different show.
They think that it's
go
him.
Go listen to some show that says, oh, yeah, it's just him. And if you just love him and pray for him and get Mark Gunger's magic anti-masturbating pixie dust, you know, mm-hmm. then it'll fix it. Listen to other shows.
Once again, they
I
do
I know
it.
What
why?
Works and what doesn't work. They do it because
you let
them. Straight
there
up.
You go.
As long as you keep allowing bad behavior like this, you're going to keep having it. Because I promise you, the women in America, all over the world, right now listening to me that don't have this problem, there's no way in hell they would tolerate it. They wouldn't. Okay. And their husbands know it. They would, like Ross and me, I mean, we
you
fear for
it.
Our own lives.
Yep.
We know where the lines are because the girls make it very, very clear about how we will treat them. I treat my wife the way she expects to be treated because she expects she will tolerate nothing less.
That's right.
I don't treat her with disrespect and stuff like that. I may have tried in the past. You know what?
You learned.
I can't do that with her.
You learned.
I don't know. No, I got nothing else to say about it. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.